turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. To keep formation with this thought out saturation. Cause the neck, the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of life for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like twit the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. And Marie took the day off, but we have lots of guests coming in. I know Smitty from Fire King. He's roaming around in the hallways. Come on in, Smitty, if you're listening. We'll put you on soon. And Greg Provost, formerly of Chesterfield Kings and now doing all sorts of solo stuff. What's up there, Smitty? Hey, hop on, hop in any chair. We got Greg.
My jacket and get comfy.
Right on, Greg Provost from Chesterfield Kings, also doing all sorts of solo stuff. We'll be calling in later. We're gonna play one of his new tracks. I guess I'm not supposed to play everything from it, but we're allowed one. I don't know. We'll ask him why that is. I don't know what that is. That's some kind of something in the industry I don't know about. What's going on, Smitty?
Well, you know, I'm a promoting machine today, man.
Right? Do you want to hit it off right now?
And well, just... I mean, so the big event next week is IPO Boston 2016. It's the 14th annual festival that they've been doing it. This year, as last year, it's at PA's Lounge in Somerville. That's 345 Somerville Avenue. Telephone number is 617-776-1557. And you can also find out information on Facebook and go to paslounge.com. And it's four nights of incredible power pop. And
when does that start?
That's Wednesday is the first night. Wednesday, November 9th. And it goes through Saturday, November 12th. And I actually have interesting involvement this year in that normally I just play with Fire King, who's doing the last night on September, November 12th. And that's a great lineup, which I can go into later.
I love Fire King. Oh, you know that. You.
Yes.
Smitty's the drummer.
Thank you. But I put together this one time only. This is it. There is it. If you miss it, you miss it.
Right.
A project called Hello Susie. And the primary band members are The Low Sparks.
All right.
Which are our local band, and oh my goodness.
What night is that?
That's Wednesday night, and
The first night. Okay.
And the asterisk on that one is we're going on early. The very first band is Trick Wallace Trio, who are amazing, and I love them up
another
and down.
Another band you're in.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing with that band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've got another. I have played.
I know Trick Wallace. Yes. Yeah. Patrick, he's great.
Yeah, Tony and I have actually been Pat's backup band in Trick Wallace Trio, but this time it's his regular band. They're going on at 7:30, and then the special project that I put together with the Low Sparks and Jonathan Lemaster, who is this amazing violin player and has a voice like an angel. The project is called Hello Susie, and we are doing all kinds of classic power pop rock tunes. We get half an hour, basically seven songs, and we will do one Low Spark song. I brought that. Hopefully we'll get a chance to play that. But it's basically six classic power pop songs and one Low Spark songs. And we had our first rehearsal on Thursday. I am so excited for next Wednesday. It's going to be amazing. We're on at 8:15, but do yourself a favor. Get there at 7:30 so you can see Trick Wallace Trio into Hello Susie, and then we got Richie Parsons, we've got Modern Day Idols, Huxley Rittman, and the Rusty Hitmen, and finishing off the night with Didn't Planet. So Wednesday's a great night, Thursday's a great night, Friday's a great night. Actually, our friends Dave Rave and Haley Rose on Friday night are there, and Big Giant, we love them. And then Saturday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bands, just rock and roll, power pop, Saturday, big night.
Awesome. Wow, you got a lot in there. That is great, man. Okay, just because I have Fire King queued up.
Cue it up, baby.
Let's play some Fire King.
Let's play some Fire King.
Tell me what else, you know, you can let me know what we'll get some stuff together and play.
You got it.
All right, cool. I also have my mother's mustache is supposed to be coming in. I didn't.
Awesome.
You didn't see any musicians out there, did you?
Musicians, no. I saw DJs and administrative people, but no musicians.
Yeah, they should be showing up. My mother's mustache, I'm sure they're going to do something live. Here's some Fire King, and we'll play some stuff you were just talking about. Right, Smitty?
Awesome.
Right on. It's MFO.
Sunny.
105 WMFO in Medford. Fire King Smitty on drums there.
Yeah.
He's sitting right here. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me in. You know, much love to you, Brian. You've always been a great supporter. Love your show. Just thank you.
No problem. You going to hang out for a while?
I would like to.
Okay. Quickly, you want to run down what's going on, the IPO thing again?
All right, so real quick, so it is four nights, but the two nights that include yours truly, Smitty Smitty, are Wednesday, starting off Wednesday, November 9th, PA's Lounge, starting off with Trick Wallace Trio at 7:30, followed by the one time only, you see it or you're never going to see it again, Hello Susie, followed by Richie Parsons, Modern Day Idols, Huxley Rittman and the Rusty Hitman, and Didn't Plan It. Then Thursday night, amazing night. Friday night, amazing night with featuring Dave Rave and Haley Rose and another band the Fire King has played with, Big Giant. And Saturday night, November 12th, starts off with Arthur Nason, goes into just a sweetheart of a guy, I love him, Michael Oliver and the Sacred Band, into the Hummingbird Syndicate. Then the Brigands, who are amazing, and some band, what is this, Flaming Queens? I don't know what they're... Fire King, that's it. Then another band...
I see Flaming Queens. That sounds like a good
side
band.
Side project. You hear that tone? Side project. Then The Fort. Actually, I take that back. They're no longer called The Fours. They're called the Grammy-nominated Fours.
The Fours, they've been on this show. They're good, yeah.
They're Grammy-nominated. I said from this point forward, they should put out on every flyer that they put out from this
great,
point forward.
They're great band.
And finishing off the night with Paul Armstrong's band of the Flash Cubes, 1-4-5. Amazing.
Right on. You wanted me to play a couple songs from these bands.
Yes.
How about Low Sparks?
Low Sparks. They have a song on Bandcamp. Just drop in lowsparks.bandcamp. And they have, I think it's 7 songs from the album called Lucky Girl. But the song that I've been sanctioned that I can play, it's called New Year's Day.
Here it is. MFO.
All the way, way back home, on New Year's Day, I was walking alone when I let you go. Because I just let go won't bring you down. I won't hold you back. Won't make a sound. And my bags are all packed. I'm gonna go. Because I just let go. Because I can't hold on like this forever. It takes so long for 2 to 7. I really should have known I would wind up on my own. The love that you have shown was never carved in stone. Ring in the new, out with the old. As I recall, lonely and cold when I let you go. All the way, way back home. New Year's Day, I was walking alone when I let you go. I won't bring you down. I won't hold you back. Just let go.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you. And if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Everybody's out here waiting for the
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I'm going to take this call. I got Greg Provost waiting on hold. He can... Greg, hold on one more second. I got to find out who this is. I'm curious. MFO, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm just here to volunteer.
Oh, you're here to volunteer? Okay, I'll see if somebody can go down and let you in. Okay, Chuck?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yep. you want to tell them somebody's downstairs waiting?
It would be my pleasure,
he needs
Brian
to go.
Young.
He needs to volunteer. Thank you. Smitty from Fire King. Thank you very much. And now, on the phone, Greg Provost.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Not much. What's happening there?
Not much. Greg Provost, formerly Chesterfield Kings, love that band, and I love your solo stuff just as much. We play your last album all the time, and you got a new one coming out, and we're going to play something from it in a little bit. How's it going, man?
Not good, you know, just getting used to the colder weather, but it's still not bad here, you know. But you know how it is. You get the same stuff we get here. You know?
Yeah. You're in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's not raining or anything. The sun's out. So as long as the sun's up, you know, we get bombarded with all that shit, snow, you know. But you do, too.
Right. We get the sun now, but I think it's going to get dark, it looks. Right.
Yeah, so go back tonight. It's a bummer, yeah.
So you sent me the album's not out yet. It's called...
Yeah, it's out the 25th of this month, I guess. But you know how it's trying to coordinate, you know, the labels in Spain. So it's like, you know, it's trying to, you know... I mean, I guess he's got it happening. So it's aligned up on Amazon and in the stores and all that stuff. And Forced Exposure, I think that's right out of your area, isn't it?
Forced Exposure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Really? States. But what did you say? It's Spanish?
Yeah, it's on. It's the same label as the last album. It's out of Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be on vinyl and all that stuff, and you know, and but you know, it's just trying to get it worldwide at the same time is difficult.
Well, I've been listening to it in the car, and it's magnificent. I can't wait to be able to play the whole thing. I mean, if anyone if anyone knows me, I mean, they know I'm a huge Stones guy, and Exile on Main Street is like my Bible.
Yeah, I know that you're into the Stones, yeah.
And, that's all over this stuff. Are you playing all the guitars on this?
I play guitar on every song, but there's more. I had Alex play on a couple things just so it's not like Johnny Thunders, Keith Richards through the whole thing, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right,
so
right.
So when you hear more of a Mick Taylor, kind of Jimmy Page thing, that's him. There's like he's on like a couple songs just to make it so it's not
yeah.
like the last
he's like doing the slide stuff. I mean, that stuff's crazy.
No, I'm doing all the slides.
I love that. Yeah,
he's doing like a couple like the more, you know, the more Mick Taylor-ish kind of riffs, you know, here and there.
Well, it's all really it's all really really good. Yeah,
but it all blends in. Yes, you know, it's hard to distinguish who did what, you know. But like I play guitar and all this stuff and all the slide and all that, but rather than make it like the last album where I'm playing all this Keith Richards, Johnny Thunders stuff throughout, you know, and there's a couple songs like, well, this needs something different than playing Johnny Thunders riffs through the whole thing. So we try like him doing a song here and there and just to add a different edge, so it's like, you know, it'd be like Keith Richards playing all the guitars on Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. Well, it would work, but it'd be better when you got somebody here and there just to make it so every song's not the same, you know?
Yep. So I'm only allowed to play one song. Why is that?
Well, you know what? I don't care. He's trying to keep it so it's closer to the release date and all that stuff, but you know what? Don't worry about it. Just do it, you know? If you want to play a couple things, I don't care.
Seriously? You know. Number 10, I'm like digging that one big time. Codeine.
But I know he's putting the gospel song online on the 10th, you know?
That's
Lord Shine a Light.
Those two are the strongest to me. Codeine and Lord Shine a Light on Me. That's like, you get that chorus. Who are all those people you have in it?
And now that was funny because I always wanted to do that with the old band, but the old band just wasn't capable or whatever, you know, or we could never coordinate it, you know? And then, originally, me and Alex, the guy I co-produced the record with, he we did the vocals on it, and we tried to do the girl vocals, and it's like, it sounds like guys doing, you know, it doesn't work, you know, and Mata Hoople did it on some of their stuff, and it worked, but, I don't know, we just thought it was kind of, it was sort of okay, so then, there's one girl, Michaela, I don't know if you ever heard of Michaela Davis, but she's really great, she's got her own records out, and she's like really, she's this girl, and she plays like harp.
Right.
But she just happened to be in the studio that day that we were there, and I said, oh, you sang? And then we had this other girl, Andrea, who's a friend of mine, his wife. He's in this band, St. Philip's Escalator. I don't know if you ever heard
these
of
it. These are the people singing chorus on Lord Shine a Light on Me?
The three girls, yeah. And then another, originally the other girl that's on it, Jenny, like, my friend Mike, her husband, was in Wegmans, and I was going, I'm looking for a third girl. And he goes, oh, my wife sings. She's in a church chorus. Like, oh, great.
Because, oh, my God, because it sounds like, and it's only three people, it sounds like, Get High with a Little Help from My Friends. It sounds like you got the same people the Beatles did on that album.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I can play that, I'm going to play that right now. So, you know, everyone
okay,
can hear what...
Do that.
Huh?
Yeah, do that. You can play that. It's no
okay.
problem.
Okay. You
sounds good.
Can I play that? You want to hang out? We'll play that and talk a little more?
Sure.
Does that sound good? I mean, I want everyone to know what we're talking about here.
Okay, that sounds good, Brian. I'll hang on.
Okay, thanks, Greg. This one's awesome. Check it out. Check this out, Smitty. You're going to love it. Smitty from Fire Kings here. He's a huge fan, too. Right on. Here's Greg Prevost, brand new. It's not even out yet. You can't get it, but you can hear it here. World exclusive. This is from his new coming out, Universal Vagrant. The song is Lord Shine a Light on Me. Oh, man. Hang on. I just played the wrong one. Here. Here it is. Greg Prevost, brand new. Lord Shine a Light on Me.
As I walk.
Greg.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? I have to apologize, but I had the big buildup, and then I got on the phone with you, and I didn't realize the wrong song was playing. Like, Big Star was playing instead of your new song.
I'm sure somebody probably figured that out.
I'm blaming it on Smitty. He had his CD and CD one.
So. Right. I actually caught it. Because I've been rehearsing the song all week for the Hello Susie show that we're going to be doing with IPO.
And right so in the mic. Talk right in the mic,
so he's talking to you, and I hear the song come up, and it's like, I know this song. This is not Greg.
Right. But that Greg song was phenomenal. What do you think?
Greg, I am blown away. That is so good. I can't wait for it to be released. I am going to be first in line. That is amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks.
And your friends who sing the backing vocals... Man, oh man.
That's what I was saying. That's why I talked about it so long.
I mean, how many tracks
is
that?
The girl, Andrea, she's like this great singer. I didn't know it. Like, Zach, the drummer on that, because I was going, I got to find some girl singers, you know, that can do it. And then he goes, well, you know, Noel, who's the bass player in his band, said, his wife sings, but, you know, and I heard some of her stuff. I go, holy shit, she's fucking, like, you know,
no swearing,
Aretha Franklin, only she's this like pretty like little, you know, white girl.
Unbelievable.
Right.
So what part of the world does she hail from? Is she New York, New Jersey, what?
She's from Rochester, you know, from here, you know.
Man, oh man,
it's unbelievable.
That is like, she should be for hire, man. That is some amazing vocals.
Yeah, we were kind of knocked out. I'm like, oh no, I don't know what to expect, you know, I'm like, wow, you know. And then the other girls, you know, sang a little bit different, you know, Marianne Faithfulish, but then we needed a different blend, you know.
Yep. Okay, well, the exact release date again, Greg?
November 25th.
Right on. And then everyone can get it online or whatever?
It'll be on vinyl and CD and all that stuff, you know, and
I'm sure they can get it online too, right?
Amazon has it.
Order it online, right? Okay.
They're already doing it. Okay.
Well, yeah, keep in touch. We love it. I'm going to play, I'll play a couple more from it. So now I'm allowed, huh?
Well, you know.
Just for today until it comes out, I guess, huh?
That'll be fine. That'll be great. I appreciate that. Yeah, sorry about that, you know.
No, man, it's great. I'm glad. Thank you very much for letting us preview it.
But I don't follow the rules, as you know. I don't, like, well, I'm doing a record release and I'm touring and all that crap, you know,
what are you looking at for? Are you gonna tour after it comes out, or?
Nah, I don't even like telling people I play out. I just play out. Like, when I do stuff, I hate, I'm playing out, everybody go see it, you know, and all that kind of garbage. So I just show up with a guitar and play.
Right.
and whoever's there, you know, I don't care if there's 10 people there or, you know, whatever. I just don't like to do the whole corporate thing I had to do before, you know.
All right. Okay, everyone. Some people may, I know you don't like talking about them much, but some of my fans might only know you from Chesterfield Kings, but, I mean, doing some great stuff, solo work. We love it. This album's phenomenal, Greg.
Brian, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Yeah, I'm going to get this one right, okay? How about, can I play Codeine?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Greg Provost. Thanks, brother.
Fine. Take care.
Okay, rock on.
Bye-bye. You too.
I'm not afraid to die. the feeling, baby, that you've been here before. When you drive your motorcycle, baby, and you drive around your graveyard world, did you ever have the feeling, baby, that you've been here before?
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This just in, Smitty realizes I don't have a co-host today, and he's feeling very, very comfortable in the co-host chair.
No heavy lifting, just hanging out.
You're welcome to stay all you want,
Thank
Smitty.
You, Brian Young.
He is co-host today. Big Star, I was playing them by accident earlier, but great song, right?
Yes.
That's something that's you guys are